Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I remember, Roger, way back in March of 2025, when it was reported as fact from the Wall Street Journal to MSNBC, CNN Business, to even some on Fox Business, Tariffmageddon was coming.
Yep.
It was reported as fact, and I'm not exaggerating this, as fact that we were going to have the worst market stock market crash since the Great Depression if Trump continued with his tariffs. This was fact. You could not dispute it, or you wouldn't get invited back on all the right shows.
And they did make investors nervous with that constant drumbeat.
They did, and the way they did it was the big institutional, like the hedge funds, yep, pulled exactly their money out of the market, but mom and pop at a shocking rate did not. Over 90% of individual investors stayed in the market because no one believes the media anymore, and that's the reason they weren't able to tank
it. That's right. Media discredibility saves.
But I want to, as we marvel truly at the 4.3% growth rate in the economy that's just been unveiled. By the way, it was forecast to come in at 3.3% today. Yep. So that's a big miss again for all the right people who, honestly, after the financial reporting this year, Roger, from Fox Business to the Wall Street Journal to CNN Business, to all these business, those newsrooms should be just wiped out. Like, just go get the people off X who always get it right. Maybe hire the staff of Zero Hedge. They seem to know what's going on.
Get the hook.
Look at the miss here. Yeah. They're saying, wow, UK Guardian, this is much stronger than expected. Well, it always is with Trump. They always get it wrong.
Yeah.
But I want to play some of this from earlier this year. I have this one labeled Montage Tariffmageddon. This is the this is the prediction of what Trump's tariffs, the horror that was going to be inflicted upon us, including the worst stock market crash since the Great Depression. Now, just for, you know, giggles, so you know, we've had more than 2 dozen all-time highs since then. So it means the quality of the financial prognostication in this country, right? Yeah. It's crap. But here's the montage. Earlier this year from March, Tariffmageddon, the end was nigh.
This is an economic Armageddon that's coming for the U.S. consumer and the economy.
Uh-huh. You see
all of his cabinet members, his other aides, going on TV and you know, glorifying the tariff mageddon we have just been through and are still going through.
President Trump shrugs as the stock market plunges and the dollar weakens amid warnings that his tariffs could throw the United States into a recession.
How's that going?
Okay.
Again, that was in March. Yeah. Okay. If you were that, how do these people have jobs, Roger? I didn't get this wrong. Why can't I be on Fox Business? I want an anchor position. I can do this. It can't be that hard.
Well, you know, they say you're as good as your last show, you know.
I guess. Just for fun, as we're marveling in the canceled recession and the nobody saw this coming 4.3% growth rate that was just released for the GDP, for the economy. That is amazing. Let's listen to some more of the caterwauling from March on. Tell me again, how big of a disaster were the tariffs going to be?
It was very clear that these tariffs are going to be passed on to American consumers and are going to slow down the economy.
I see.
The best hope for our economy is that there will be enough damage to markets quickly that the administration is led to correct.
They have created havoc in our economy that was improving, and now we have people out there scared to death.
4.3% growth rate. These people, again, this is March of 2025. Let's just keep going because this is so much fun, Roger.
President Trump pushing ahead with his America First agenda.
Breaking news, Apple announced it's going to work with Foxconn to build a server factory in Texas by 2026.
The company says it is now planning to invest $500 billion.
Actually, that's the wrong montage. You know what? Yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that. Forgive me. This is what happens when I fly by the seat of my pants. This is actually the montage, Roger, explaining why we have a 4.3% growth rate. So this is all the stuff the media ignored when they were forecasting tariff mageddon and the end of the economy.
President Trump pushing ahead with his America First agenda.
Breaking news, Apple announced it's going to work with Foxconn to build a server factory in Texas by 2026.
The company says it is now planning to invest $500 billion in the U.S. economy.
The CEO of SoftBank pledging to invest $100 billion in the U.S. over the next 4 years.
This is President Trump delivering on the promise he made to the American people on the campaign trail.
The idea is come to America, build greatness in America, build for American customers.
Project Stargate.
It's a joint venture between SoftBank, Oracle, and OpenAI, and they're going to create a data center that will eventually be expanded to other states.
It shows people are listening to Mr. Trump's pitch to bring new industry to America.
This is the latest pledge from a foreign business leader promising to spend big in the U.S. as a result of Trump's election victory.
Founder of the property development company DeMac Properties is pledging the money.
President Trump announcing $100 billion investment from Taiwan Semiconductor, bringing the company's total American investments to $165 billion.
The most powerful AI chips in the world will be made right here in America.
Things happen so quickly in the Trump world, right? It's 100 days. Right. It feels like it's 100 months. This is leadership. This is taking control of the problem for military, for everything, for industrial, for our economy. Even if it causes short-term pain, the reality is it is the right decision.
NVIDIA says it will invest hundreds of billions of dollars over the next 4 years, part of the manufacturing renaissance under President Donald J. Trump.
Furniture maker Prepak are shifting their operations from Canada to North Carolina.
Johnson & Johnson says it will invest more than $55 billion in the U.S. over the next 4 years.
Hyundai announced a $20 billion investment.
With your leadership, Mr. President, Hyundai Motor Group is proud to be a stronger partner in America's industrial future.
This is the automobile industry, and now those plants largely have stopped and they're moving up to our country. Honda is building one of the biggest plants.
The trade story is certainly picking up speed here and pushing more countries to make these bigger investments.
It's another example of the Trump effect.
GE Aerospace announcing a nearly $1 billion investment into American manufacturing.
Eli Lilly announcing plans to expand its manufacturing here in the United States.
$27 billion additional spend, bringing our total to more than $50 billion.
The money's rolling in, and this is in the past 60-some-odd days, Charles.
These are deep-pocketed folks who want to have a relationship, and it's just smart moves.
We are CMA CGM, one of the leaders in shipping and logistics around the world. Today, we are investing $20 billion.
Foreign leaders from around the world, investors from Silicon Valley to Wall Street to Main Street, have confidence again in our economy and our markets.
A veritable barrage of economic bullishness.
Now, if you're wondering why I am playing this, if you're just tuning in, what the heck is going on, just so you know, the recession has been canceled. And the 3.3% economic growth rate forecast for today was, ding, 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 wrong. It came in at 4.3% unexpectedly.
And in defense of the parrots and the on the news desks, it was Reuters, a survey of so-called knowledgeable economists, plugged-in people, you know,
right,
who had forecast a GDP after the second quarter, you know, was like 3.8%. They had forecast a rise of 3.3%.
Yes, came in at 4.
And they almost uniformly did that right down the line.
Do you mean these people, Roger?
This is an economic Armageddon that's coming for the U.S. consumer and the economy.
You see all of his cabinet members, his other aides, going on TV and you know, glorifying the tariff-mageddon we have just been through and are still...
You know what this...
Those are the ones, yeah.
Yeah, those people. So, I don't know how they have jobs, but anyway, maybe because they lie so well, they are good liars. And they're going to pretend like they saw this coming, which they did not, trust me. We have the audio. But, and this is why I keep the archive that I do. Okay, so, but here's the thing, Roger, the funniest part of all of this, okay, and this is what shows you what BS this is. One of the most hysterical players out there is the Wall Street Journal.
Of course.
And they spent the entire first Trump term hysterical over tariffs. And tariffs were going to cause, you understand, inflation, they said. And prices were going to be a disaster. It would cause inflation because we're going to do all this stuff, right?
It was going to, every one of them said it was, in fact, going to be the launch pad for an inflationary spiral that would be virtually impossible to stop, you know.
Right. Well, and we did have one of those, but that was because of Joe Biden's printing. You cannot cause inflation with tariffs. It is impossible. You can only cause inflation by debasing the currency. And they know that in the Wall Street Journal newsroom. But they're a bunch of, drama queens. But anyway, the second Joe Biden won, within the last few weeks of the Trump administration, they admit, oh, hey, you know what? Those tariffs weren't so bad. Yeah, they really didn't do any damage. Joe Biden kept them. Nobody cared that Joe Biden kept them. And you never heard about it again.
Nope.
Till Trump got elected, and now it's, tariff mageddon, end of the world. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, whatever. Sure, whatever. So, what did Joe Biden, by the way, hand off to Donald Trump? It's just to show you what's going on here, right? The first quarter of 2025, because remember, Donald Trump wasn't sworn in until almost the end of January, right? So that's totally Joe Biden's quarter. Negative 0.6% growth. What are we at again today? Number just came out, 4.3. And you're thinking, well, how did he do that? Did he get lucky? No, I just paid you that 3-minute montage. He did not get lucky. He went out and quoted every single one of those billion and billion and billion and billion and billion and billion and billions of dollars of deals.
Yeah, well, President,
that's how we got here.
President Trump himself summed it up rather succinctly with two words, actually, an article and a word, a mess.
Yes, he was left a mess.
Yeah.
And by the way, one more thing. You notice what the Democrats are doing is very clever. They probably anticipated these were going to be good growth numbers, if not in this quarter, then definitely next quarter. And that's why they're not talking about economic growth. They're talking about affordability. Did you catch that?
Well, yeah.
Because they've given up. They're like, economic growth now. We're going to get crushed. Trump's going
to
kill it.
That's like trying to get a forefinger in a puddle of mercury, you know, to determine what affordability actually even means, you know.
Right. It's all very vague.
It's a state of mind.
All right. So I love anytime I can deliver good news. And we just did.
Oh, and by the way, referencing to the Wall Street Journal hysteria, Barron's has been basically calling for calm on this thing. Yeah.
Calm?
Yeah.
Why? I'm very excited. Why can't I be excited? I have to go look and find out why.
It's not over the good news. They were actually urging investors to, so wait a minute, take a deep breath, sit back here, wait till the end of the quarter at least, you know, before you start trying to sell your shorts, you know, on the sell-off. There was a sell-off scare. There really, really was.
Okay. I'm going to go dig out some more of this audio out of the vault just for fun so we can mock these people some more. We'll do that next. You got to look.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Love this. I don't know who writes this stuff. Why does the same wording happen across all of these mainstream media outlets? They always use, when it's Trump, more than expected, stronger than expected. Headline, CNN, the U.S. economy was much stronger than expected in the third quarter. Why? Trump's in office. We're supposed to have tariff Mageddon. An initial reading, the third quarter gross domestic product showed the U.S. economy expanded at an inflation-adjusted annualized rate of 4.3%, a far faster pace than the 3.8% recorded in the second quarter. Yeah, of course it's speeding up. I just played you why. This makes sense. This matches what's, again, going on right now for Christmas with the record-breaking travel season, 122 million traveling. The previous high is 119 million. No, people feel good. If you get that many people and it's expanding that quickly, something's going on. This economy is great. This is fantastic. And folks, we're only in year one. I mean, we haven't even close to overcome the economic damage the Democrats did. The only thing that slows down now is putting them back in the midterms. What a mess. By the way, I meant to get into this. Not the economy. I mean, what a mess putting them back would be at this point. What a disaster. Because affordability, by the way, which they caused. If you just give Donald Trump enough time and an economy that hot, we'll catch up to inflation. It'll be okay again. Anyway, I want to take a look at this. I've been meaning to do this for a couple of days, this Quinnipiac poll. Particularly, I know you've heard about it. It was a bloodbath for Democrats. But I mean, part of it you may not have heard about. Devastating new poll internals. Quinnipiac, it's a liberal poll, a Democrat poll, finds men absolutely despise the Democrat Party. So it's not just you out there in your car right now. No, it's men generally. With a, well, I mean, but who knows what a man is, but still, with a whopping negative 62% approval rating. That is a negative 62% approval rating, meaning only 15% of American men approve of Democrats, while 77% disapprove. And they did this to themselves, starting with Hillary Clinton, whose campaign literally, and I remember talking about it the day after when Trump won, was literally, men suck, shut up, and help me defeat the patriarchy. Folks, excuse me, and they're having a really hard time putting that back in the bottle. In part because they just hate men so much that, including the men who are Democrats, hate men, and most Democrats are women anyway, they hate women, they hate men so much that they, I mean, they can't hide it. They need to hide it, but they can't do it. Meanwhile, and I meant to play this end of week last week, Henry Enten, CNN pollster, Democrat approval lower than the Dead Sea. This is how much Democrats are hated. Now, I'm not going to lie to you and tell you Republicans are popular. Trump is popular. By the way, well, I'll get to that in a minute. Trump is more popular than the Democrats are. Republicans in Congress are more popular than the Democrats, only slightly, though. But here you go. Let me pull this up. Hold on. That's what I get for doing this on the fly. All right, here we go. CNN.
It's right now.
Yeah, I mean, Democrats in the minds of the American public are lower than the Dead Sea. What are we talking about here? Well, let's take a look. The net approval rating for Democrats in Congress, you said it, Kate Baldwin, the lowest ever. Look at this. Overall, they are 55 points underwater. Their approval rating is south of 20%. It's even worse when you look at independents. Look at this. Negative 61 points. That means that their approval rating is 61 points lower than their disapproval rating. Quinnipiac has been polling this question for the better part of the 21st century. They have never found Democrats, at least those in Congress, in worse shape than they are right now.
Dang. So that's still the case, by the way. That was from end of week last week. Oh, here's what's kind of interesting about this. You're wondering, okay, well, we're good, right? They're not going to win. Well, part of the problem they have is that Democrats hate Democrats. And that's because Democrats want to go full-bore Marxism and, like, you know, roll the tanks Tiananmen style through the neighborhoods, whereas regular Democrats are like, hey, we'll wait another year or two for that. So there's part, you know, that's part of it, which is why they can still win elections, especially if we don't show up. Democrats hate Democrats, but they hate us more. But still, well, take a listen.
That's independents and overall, but what about Democrats on Democrats?
Yeah, what about Democrats on Democrats? So part of the reason overall is so low is independents are driving it low. But that's not the only reason it's so low. What about Democrats on Democrats? Democrats net approval rating of congressional Democrats. I want you to keep in mind, they had never rated Democrats negatively until this year. And right now, what are we talking about? We're talking about a net approval rating from Democrats. This is Democrats on Democrats. Their approval rating is actually lower than the disapproval rating. And that is quite the drop from October. I think during the shutdown, there was a bit of a boost for Democrats, right? There was a rallying around the flag effect going on. But Democrats did not like how that shutdown turned out. They have returned against Democrats in Congress. And you mentioned Dan Goldman in that intro. One of the reasons that Dan Goldman is in trouble right now in a potential primary against Brad Ladner is because at this point, the Democratic base is so upset with Democrats. So even if Democrats take back Congress, don't be surprised if Dan Goldman ain't there because of numbers like this.
Yeah. And who are these Democrats running? They're running people like Zohran Mamdani. Did you see Politico, left-wing publication, published an ADL report showing that 20% of his staffers, Zohran Mamdani, you know, the future mayor of New York, wished death on Jews or the death of the Jewish state after October 7th. Should they have bloodlust? They saw what Hamas did. They want to double down on it, triple down on it. 20% of the staff. And he's asked, well, you know, hey, you going to fire him? He's like, no, we need different perspectives. Yeah, sure. Okay. So this is where the Democrats are going. And it is. It's very frightening. All right. Texter writes, feminism has been the downfall of the West. Yes, there is no more dangerous group of people. And folks, I would even include the Chinese Communist Party in this. If you ask me who's more dangerous, white, Western, college-educated plus women or Chinese Communist Party, I'm going with the women. I'm going with the women. Texter writes, I would like to thank the Democrat scare machine for depressing stocks while I was moving more into them, expecting a Trump rally. Yeah, cool. I'm sure they're good with that. Texter writes, I don't think the original goal. Huh. I don't know what they're talking about. Texter writes, Perhaps, didn't Chucky Chumor claim Trump was living in a box if he believes the economy is improving? I believe the lid is off, Chucky. Merry Christmas. Texter writes, Tira, be careful with all those poll ratings. They can also be used, that info, to drive Democrats to the polls. Look, I think there's two, maybe three Democrats listening to this show right now, and I think they probably live in other places. So I'm not worried about that. I'm saying, yeah, thanks. No problem. All right, we'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
New study showing it's not just you. Arachnophobia, a spider phobia. I have total spider phobia. Oh, I do. You know who else has spider phobia? Spiders have it. Spiders are completely freaked out by other spiders. Understandable. See, we know what I think it is. We call it a fear. I don't think it is. I think it's an instinct. I think God gives instinct as gift. especially since, you know, young people are young or just, you know, encountering something they've never seen before. There is an instinctive memory there. And I do. I think that it's not just the animals that have instincts. I think we do, too. And I think it's a gift. Boy, do I have a fear of spiders. They are creepy. You know what I think, too? Anyway, before we get to that. Arachnophobia, among the most common phobias, including for spiders. New study found fear of fellow arachnids is prevalent among common zebra jumping spiders, who were observed leaping away from larger spider species in recognition of the latest status of potential predators. By the way, they're carnivores, so that's kind of explanatory. They can't stand to be near each other, even when the spider in question in the study is dead. They still either froze up or ran away. The same effects were found even when baby Salticus senecus spiders were presented with 3D models that somewhat resembled spiders. It freaked him out. I don't blame him. What freaks me out about spiders? It is the only bug I'm afraid to kill. They teleport. No, they do. This has not have been proven by science yet, but they do. They teleport. Have you ever seen this? Have you ever been in a situation with, and you've got, I don't know, something you're splatting it with, maybe it's your shoe, maybe it's like a paper towel or something, and the spider is confined to the corridor, okay? Or it's in a space it cannot physically, according to the laws of physics, escape from, okay? You got it backed into a corner, it's done. It's done, and then you're like, splat! And you're watching, and it doesn't run to the right, and it doesn't run to the left, and you know it's under your shoe or under your hand or whatever. And then you pull it back, and it's gone. And you're like, where is it? Where did it go? And it's nowhere. And it disappears and you can't find it. They teleport. They're the freakiest bug. Has this happened to you? Do you know what I'm talking about? It doesn't happen every time, okay? Sometimes you slap the thing and you hear the crunch. It feels good. You wipe it up and you move on. But sometimes they teleport and you don't know what they're going to do when you splat them. Because when you pull back the thing you're splatting them with and they're not there, you're like, oh my God, where are they? But the worst part is this happened to you. And I still have trauma from this. Sometimes you splat them and you swear you see that shoe come down on them, or you swear you see the paper towel come down on them, and you go, bam! And then you pull it back and there's no dead spider there. There's no spider at all. And then it goes running over your hand. How did it do that? We're talking about like an anvil dropped on that thing, like a nuclear bomb. And it happens sometimes. They have a freaky ability. I think they teleport. I do. You won't convince me otherwise. If you can get them where they get a second of knowledge, they will teleport out of the way, even though it is physically impossible for them to not be wherever you put the thing you're smashing them with. Texter writes, Terry, years ago I had a pet tarantula. Why? Why would you do that? That makes no sense. My son and I thought it was great. My wife was terrified of it. Texter writes, Terry, your fear of spiders is testimony to how many people were killed by spiders over the millennia. Yeah. Texter writes, how many millions did it cost us to find out arachnids suffer from arachnophobia? I don't know. We probably printed a few billion dollars or something. I don't know. Remember that when Doge found that $10 million survey study, but it was like a poll, and it was done for the national park system, and nobody bothered to read the response to the poll. $10 million, and Elon Musk is like, corporations can hire SurveyMonkey to do the same poll for $10,000. We paid $10 million. Was, I guess, a Democrat nonprofit firm. I don't know. Someone stole the money. Texter writes, spiders are man's greatest enemy. Well, I don't know. I think Democrats are man's greatest enemy, but after that, definitely spiders. Texter writes, it gets in your hair and lives there for years. What does? What does? Don't send me a text like that. Don't tell me what you're talking about. But yeah, even spiders are afraid of spiders, which, you know what that means? You don't have to feel bad about being afraid of spiders. One of my favorite online videos I watched with the kids one time, it was a man. And of course, if you're a man in the house, you're the one who has to kill the spider. You can't let the woman do it, right? He goes up on the ladder, and it's a big spider, and it falls on him. He screams like a girl. Oh, it's great. We played that one over and over again. Better you than me, bud. Better you than me. All right. Enough of that. You could tell I'm already mentally signed off for Christmas. I bet you are too, if you're listening in your car. All right, we'll be right back. Keep in mind, folks, just want to wrap the shower with this. Drudge headline back in March. Worst stock market crash since the Great Depression. We weren't there yet. There had been a stock market crash. It was, had crashed down a bit. Artificially, it turned out. They'd astroturfed it. And all that happened was the big hedge funds just pulled out of the market in order to try to engineer a crash. And then they all sent their representatives on the fake financial news to talk about how you should pull your money out too. But nobody listens to these people anymore, thank God. So they did not engineer a crash in response to Trump's tariffs. Why did they do that, by the way? Because they are multinationals. They make off of an exploitative tax system that rewards them for taking American businesses overseas. And so they didn't want the tariffs because they were going to get tariffed on the way back in. So they created hysteria. Does anybody else remember this but me? No, it was reported as fact. We were going to have a stock market crash worse than the Great Depression because of Trump's tariffs. None of these people who made those predictions I played for you earlier will remind you of them today, as they are forced to report through clenched jaws that the 4.3% estimate for where GDP growth, economic growth would come in was wrong. The 3.3, it's 4.3. Unbelievable. Texter writes, hey, Tara, if not for spiders, life outside would be near impossible. Insects like mosquitoes would take over. Love my spiders, keeping my mosquitoes in check. No, I didn't say we should get rid of them or anything. I just said I just don't want to be around them. Texter writes, the only spiders I think are cute are jumping spiders. Oh, I hate those things. They will launch themselves at you, no fear. Texter writes, all spiders are Democrats. They live in your house rent-free. Yeah, figure that. Just notice, I was looking for that one person, but maybe it's just me. I was looking for that one person to text me on the text line and tell me I know what you're talking about spiders teleporting. Is this just me? Am I the only one this happens to? I mean, it is absolutely, you bring the shoe down on it. It's trapped in a corner. It's backed to, you bring the shoe on it. You smash the paper towel full on in the corner. The corner is filled up with the paper towel. The thing has to be dead. It has to be dead. You've watched it. Nothing ran out to the right. Nothing ran out to the left. It's got to be dead. Then you pull the paper away. There's no dead spider. Where did it go? How did it not die? Some of them I never find. No other bug can do this but a spider. I don't know how it does it. And the worst is every once in a while you do it and you're looking around. Oh my God, where is the thing? Because you're like, oh my gosh, where is it? Where is it? It should be dead. It is physically impossible that it's not dead. And then you're holding on to the towel, the little paper towel you try to kill with it, and it runs right over your hand. How did it get on top? It was underneath. There is no way it could have escaped. Maybe I'm the only one. Maybe I give up. I don't know. Texter writes, Tira. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. You too. Texter writes, Tira. Oh, I like this one. What? Oh, this is a great. Yes, okay. I'm going to read. This is a great one to wrap this show with. Tara, the more you apply your natural instincts, the stronger your faith in God. Faith opposes logic. They are not compatible. Animals are all about instincts and survival. See, I love that. I think instincts are a gift from God. Whenever I say we are animals and we have instincts, you know, we literally have instincts like animals and they are a gift, people freak out on me and say, oh, God didn't give it. Yes, he did. Oh, yeah, he did. You don't think he gave us instincts? I think he did. I think it's a gift. Texter writes, Tara, I keep a small shop vac in my house, and when I see a spider, usually in my shower area, I just vacuum it up quick and easy and clean, no mess. All right, but when you change, you know, like the chamber in it, you know, does it come running out? Is it still alive? You wouldn't believe what those things can survive. You didn't know. So there's nobody, I am the only one. There is not a single person in the upstate who's seen a spider teleport. Oh, wait. Hold on, teleport is right. One person. I'm not imagining this. Have a wonderful Christmas.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.